praise ye the Lord. For it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is fitting. So wrote the psalmist in Psalm 147. Singing and lifting your voices in praise has always been an acceptable means of declaring your love and allegiance for the Lord Jesus. We find that on the night in which he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus, after instituting the Lord's Supper, he sang with his disciples, and then he went out into the Mount of Olives. We find also that Paul and Silas sang while they were in jail. It has always been fitting to praise our God in the singing of songs and hymns. There's a song I'd like to share with you today. It's entitled, Behold, Behold the Lamb of God. It was written back in the 1700s. At least the first four verses were. And the song goes like this. Behold, behold the Lamb of God on the cross, on the cross. For us he shed his precious blood on the cross, on the cross. Oh, hear his all-important cry, Eli, Lama, Sabachthani. Draw near and see the Savior die on the cross, on the cross. Behold his arms extended wide on the cross, on the cross. Behold his bleeding hands and sides on the cross, on the cross. The sun withholds its rays of light. The heavens are clothed in shades of night, while Jesus wins the glorious fight on the cross, on the cross. By faith we see him lifted up on the cross. On the cross he drinks for us the bitter cup. On the cross, on the cross. The rocks do rend, the mountains quake, while Jesus doth atonement make. While Jesus suffers for our sake. On the cross, on the cross. And now the mighty deed is done. On the cross, on the cross, the battle fought, the victory won. On the cross, on the cross. To heaven he turns triumphant eyes. To finish now, the conqueror cries. Then bows his sacred head and dies on the cross. The fifth verse, written in our generation, says, but now he's risen, ascended, crowned, on the throne, on the throne. Heaven's highest place for him is found on the throne. On the throne, our hearts we low in worship bow, and join as one to hail him now. Worthy, O Lamb of God, art thou, on the throne, on the throne. Listening friend, have you had the experience of ever recognizing your need of turning to Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins? Have you ever acknowledged to God that you were guilty, deserving of his wrath, but by faith you were willing to accept the Savior, the mercy, the love, the forgiveness, all possible because of what he did at Calvary, and because today he's the resurrected man in the glory. If not, why not trust him today? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says you will be saved. And then you can join with us and praise him. Worthy, O Lamb of God, art thou on the throne. May the Lord bless you to do so today.